This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikau-Tau. Fort Worth-trained doctor and Ebola survivor Kent Brantley gave a blood transfusion to another healthcare worker stricken by the disease, Nina Pham. She's now in isolation at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. In her hometown, Fort Worth, at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church, the nurse's friends and family gathered. In Vietnamese, parishioners prayed for the recovery of Nina Pham, a 26-year-old TCU alumna who graduated from Nolan Catholic High School.
It's heartbroken when we hear one of the parishioners have those diseases, but it's nothing different than hearing someone got cancers.
Hung Lei is a church leader who's known Pham since she was a little girl. He says she's smart and more mature than her age.
Nina knows the risk coming into her career as a nurse. She could contract any other disease, not just this unfortunate Ebola.
Lei says he and other church members have faith that Nina will recover. Before Monday's Mass, Reverend Jim Coy explained that Pham received blood transfusions from a man he called a nice guy.
So I can hope very strongly that she can be healed.
Church members have been asking him a lot about Ebola.
Worries, everybody worry. Who knows who can be affected, but we have the faith, we have the trust into God, and we pray that anything happen, it's a God's will.
Kim Tran says she believes this too. She's also known the family for years and stays in contact daily with Pham's mom, Diana.
We question, why does it happen to her? But really, Father, before Mass, he did say everything happened for a reason.
Tran says maybe what happened to Nina Pham will force hospitals to change how healthcare workers are trained in the U.S.
Get better treatment and get better care, get better preventive care for all the physicians and nurses who take care of any affected patient.
The commissioner of the Texas Department of State Health Services says Presbyterian is working hard on her care right now. Dwahli Saikau-Tau, KERA News.